Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham from Dripping Springs, Texas, by way of. Guys, I got to tell you, I was in Paris today. And I got to take a picture from the Eiffel Tower, got to post that on Facebook, and my good friend Alan Noble was jealous because we were able to get a cowboy hat on top of the Eiffel Tower. It's kind of cool. You always say, I'm in the big state of Texas, by the way, Paris, Texas, on my way home on the back roads. And, guys, this is the Monday Motivation. Y'all know, those of y'all participate, y'all know what we cover. We always have somebody great giving their stories and their background for what they've been able to accomplish, to the struggles, to the victories, to all the above. We also bring in some great teaching to get things tied in. I do my best to try to get one of my mentors in this business, Alan Noble, to come on as much as I can. But at least I'm trying to get him on here once a month. But, guys, people ask me sometimes, what do you leverage? It kind of almost like, is there a secret sauce? And I've never colored outside the line. I've always leveraged AmazingMolecules.com, AmazingMoleculesTraining.com, and that's why I reach out to Alan for his teaching ability. You know, Alan Noble is an ambassador diamond in the company. He's made well over $1 million in the company. He's a part of the Global Advisory Council. He's one of the pioneers with this. But here's the thing, and I'm not trying to give this big intro to the guy, but the reason there's not many people, he's the only one I'll call on multiple occasions to come on, because his ability to teach. And as we're growing so quick right now, what I'm finding out there is people are getting the information, but they don't understand it's really that simple. Alan just put out a great video with a Sea of Source. If you haven't seen it, make sure you leverage it and get it out to your people as soon as you can. So, Alan, thanks for taking the time. Guys, tonight we're going to cover a little bit. We are going to open it up for questions at the tail end of this stuff. But, Alan, thanks for taking the time, buddy.
Hey, my pleasure, Terry. Always good to be on. Always good to be on your call. Appreciate your tremendous leadership and all you do.
Well, you make it easy. You make it easy. So, Alan, you and I were talking about some things today and what we're seeing, and going back and forth is some great stuff. I mean, when it goes back to it, what I've shared with everybody out there, when I sit down with somebody, when they feel puzzled, I just pull out that cycle of success off AmazingMoleculesTraining.com. It's like a light bulb goes out. When you came up with putting that stuff together, are these things that you've leveraged in the past for yourself?
Yeah, look, I appreciate the kind words on some of the tools and things that I've created and simple systems. And look, at the end of the day, I'm not a sales guy. If anybody ever says to me, well, I'm not a salesperson, I don't think I can succeed in that business, I go, well, welcome to the club, because I'm not a sales guy. If I have a if I lean towards anywhere, it's I'm a teacher. I love to teach things. I like to take the complex and break it down into really simple bite-sized chunks and then deliver it in a way that people can get. I mean, when I train, one of the most exciting things for me that really kind of gets my juices going is when I train and somebody has an aha moment. You know, one of those moments where it just shifts from being theory to going, I get it. How many times do we have to hear something and we hear it over and over and over again, maybe from different people, but finally somebody says something in such a way at such a time and they go, I get it. I had one of these experiences actually just recently. This is totally on a tangent, Terry, but hey, I the old saying, all excuses are equal. For the longest time, I didn't know what that actually meant. All excuses are equal. I thought, well, how can a splinter in my thumb be the same as a broken leg? They're totally different things. They're not equal. One's much more serious than the other. But if both of them create stories that stop me from actually showing up in the game of free enterprise, then they both had the same effect. They're equal in their effect that I was inefficient. Whether I had a splinter in my thumb, if that's what stopped me prospecting, if that's what stopped me being in the game today, or whether I broke my leg and that's what stopped me being in the game, they both had the equal effect in my business. And I can remember when that finally hit me and I understood all excuses are equal. I got it. It was like this massive light bulb went on, this massive aha moment. And so it happens for all of us at various times. And so that's what probably I get the best kick out of is when somebody has one of those aha moments from a conversation or at an event or something like that. And so, yeah, it's all about taking the complex and breaking it down into super simple bite-sized chunks that we can just carry with us and be successful in our business. And so whenever I create tools, Terry, I'm a little, if I'm very honest, nobody's listening to this, are they? This is just you and I talking. So when I create tools, I'm pretty selfish about it. I really sit down and think, what do I need to move my business forward? And I remember when I joined this business, in fact, I'll let you into a little secret. Tomorrow is my 9-year anniversary in ASEA. 9 years on the 15th of May. So I'm almost 9 years old in ASEA. And when I started this business way, way, way back in the early days, when there was nothing, there was no science, there were no videos, there was nothing, I remember calling the company. I said, hey, listen, do you mind if I put an online presentation together and an online training and a little sizzle call? And they said, knock yourself out. It'll probably take us a while to get round to it. And so I created what today is AmazingMolecules.com and AmazingMoleculesTraining.com and the little Redox Life preview videos. That's kind of what it's morphed into. But the same basic principles have always stayed the same. A little preview, 3-minute preview, a more in-depth presentation, and then what on earth do I do now? How do I get started? Covering the bases. And so, you know, the information's changed a little bit. The format's changed a little bit. We've tidied things up. But the basic philosophy has stayed the same for the 9 years, and that's these simple tools. So I basically created tools that I needed so that I could be effective, because when I started this business, Terry, I think most people know my story, I had very, very little time to run this business. I was weaving it into the cracks of the day. I didn't have 2 hours to sit down at a coffee shop with somebody. In fact, I almost pull my hair out when I hear somebody sitting down for 2 hours in a Starbucks explaining redox signaling, because most people, busy people, don't have time to build a business like that. It's not duplicatable. It's just not duplicatable. And the worst words you'll ever hear in this business are not yes or no. They're actually, I love what you're doing, but it's not for me. I don't have time. I couldn't do what you're doing. When you get people saying, I can't do what you're doing, I promise you, you're doing something wrong, because network marketing is a business for the masses. This business should be built at a sixth grade level so that anybody and everybody has a chance of being successful in it. But the challenge is we tend to get in our own way. And so it's so important to build in a simple, duplicatable way that is constantly tool-dependent and not personality-dependent, so that you can do this in the cracks of the day. You can weave it into a really busy schedule. And let me tell you, if you want to attract people who are going to move the needle in your business, you want to attract people of credibility and influence, and people of credibility and influence are very busy people. They're getting things done. And so these are just all reasons why tools are so very, very important. So, Terry, I had to basically create tools that I needed, that I felt that could help me build a business and move my business forward. And then it was a simple philosophy. Hey, they're out there. If anybody else wants to use them, knock yourself out. And that's kind of what, again, turned into the Redox Life preview videos, Amazing Molecules presentation, and Amazing Molecules training site.
You know, Al, I hope you can hear me okay. I'm actually speaking through Wi-Fi, looks like. You hear me all right?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, perfect. You know, one thing I'd like to share with everybody, there's one thing that I've started to do. If I go on Facebook, and like, for example, that last week or whenever you posted the new source video, now I know everybody's kind of, they have a chance to see it. I don't know if it goes on their feed. But guys, if y'all going back in your messenger, you can start sending it direct to people's message box. And I've been sending it to people, all types of people, I mean, that are in the network and also people who've been a part of it before, and they're all starting to get connected. But I just want to make sure that people are able to make sure they see the information that we find important. That goes with anything that's out there. And you just finished the source video. Have you posted it yet?
So it's going to be posted on AmazingMolecules.com and AmazingMolecules.net, the product version of that. I'm going to actually find a little slot in there and post it. I'm actually going to take down the 2-minute renew advanced. I don't think that video does a whole lot, so I'm going to replace it with the source video. And it'll be there, so it'll be super simple for people to go watch this 4-minute, 20-second video on amazingmolecules.com and .net. That'll happen in the next 24 to 48 hours. It is available on Facebook, on my Facebook page, A Noble Purpose. I don't know how many shares it's had now. It's had a ton of different shares, people sharing it all around the place. It's also on a YouTube, my A Noble Purpose YouTube channel as well. But it'll be much simpler once I get it posted on Amazing Molecules.
So you and I are having also this discussion today, going diamond. Now, we're not going to get into a diamond training, because the masses are really getting into the company. They're going to bronze and so forth and so on. But you asked a kind of a great question. We're having a discussion back and forth. Have you ever trained anybody up to diamond? What do you find that when most people go toward that level, what are some of the, it's not like they're molded that way, but what are some of the attributes of somebody who really kind of goes to that, not necessarily that they make this thing happen, they make this success out of it?
Well, look, you bring up a couple of things. Let me answer that in a few ways, Terry. First of all, it was interesting. I was having a conversation with a very experienced networker, and he had just completed a marathon training session with a group of his team. I think he had about eight to ten people around at somebody's home, and it was like this 4-hour marathon training session. And he was feeling pretty good about himself, and he was feeling pretty good that he'd been extremely productive, and everybody had loved it and were singing his praises. And I asked him this question. I said, "Hey, have you ever trained anybody to success?" And there were crickets on the line. You could hear them chirping. And he had to come back and honestly say, "No, I haven't." And it was a real shift for us, for both of us, because he's a natural teacher, trainer. I like to teach and train. We all gravitate towards our comfort zone. Look, I know one girl, a phenomenal salesperson, and her comfort zone is out recruiting. She loves being the evangelist, out recruiting. Terrible trainer, terrible teacher, just doesn't spend time with the people that she sponsors. It's that car salesman idea where you just recruit front line and then they die in the vine. And then you've got the other side of it, which is kind of the pastoring mentality, the teacher mentality, where, you finally sponsor somebody and then you want to teach them everything you know. And, you feel good because you spent 4 hours teaching them how the check match works, even though there's an 80% chance they'll actually never reach that part in the compensation plan. Okay, so we got to ask ourselves, is what we're doing actually productive? Is it moving the needle forward? So what was the second part of your question, Terry? I can't remember. I spent too long talking about that.
Hey, man, I like the direction you're going. But we talked to you, like you said, it's almost like...
the attributes of somebody that's going to hit diamond, yeah. So look, I have a little mental checklist in my head when I'm talking to somebody. And look, gosh, anyone that's had any success in this business over any length of time absolutely understands the incredible power of the statement, never prejudge. I mean, if we, thankfully we actually don't know how much money we've left on the table prejudging, because that business isn't in our business. It's gone elsewhere. It's doing something else. It maybe joined somebody else in ASEA. And so we don't really ever have a concept. It's kind of like, the old saying, people drink ASEA and they go, well, you'll never know what you're preventing. You just never know. Well, you never know how much money you have not earned because you've prejudged. You'll never know. But I would guess for all of it's in seven figures. It's absolutely $1 million plus that we've left on the table. Any of us, anyone that's been in the business for more than 3 years, guys, you've left over $1 million on the table simply from prejudging. Because we get too caught up in, what we think the perfect associate looks like. And I'll tell you something, they come in all shapes and colors. Just look at our diamonds. You line up our diamonds, and they're all different. They've all got their own personalities, and they all got different backgrounds, and it's just different, you know? And so, but there are some little traits you can look for. I mean, there are some clues. Success does leave clues. And I think one of the most important things is you got to look for people who believe their health is important. I can't imagine anybody being successful in ASEA that doesn't actually think their health's important, that their health is their responsibility. I just don't think those types of people are going to resonate with our message. You know, I think you're going to waste a lot of time working with somebody who doesn't have that foundational belief. You're also looking for people who have financial hunger. They're hungry. They're dissatisfied some way financially. Maybe it's time, money, freedom equation. They may have all the money in the world, but not enough time, or all the time in the world, but not enough money, or somewhere in between. And so you're looking for people who are dissatisfied with that financial freedom equation, and they're willing to do something about it. So there's a pebble in their shoe. Okay, there's a splinter in their thumb. They've got some level of discomfort, and they're willing to do something about it. And so that's kind of a basic starting place for me. And then I'm looking for people, and I call these the three C's. I'm looking for people that have confidence. Now look, well, I'll get into this in a second. I'm looking for people that, number one, have confidence. Number two, they have some credibility. When they pick up the phone, people listen. Okay, they don't hang up or let it go through to voicemail. They actually pick up the phone and they listen. And then number three, they have some basic communication abilities. They're able to communicate a message. They're able to, you know, string some sentences together and communicate the message of ASEA to some degree. And so those are three little check marks I look for: is communication, confidence, and credibility. Now here's the thing. The first two I talked about are super important, and that is you believe your health is your greatest wealth and it's your responsibility to invest into it. Number two, you got some kind of discomfort when it comes to your time, money, freedom equation. Those two, they're non-negotiable. They have to be present. The other three, the communication style, the confidence, the credibility, guys, I didn't have any of those three when I started this industry. I may have had some of them when I came to ASEA, but I didn't have any of them when I started my journey in network marketing. As a 23-year-old kid, I had no communication skills whatsoever. I was extremely shy. Most people don't know this, but I'm still naturally an introvert. My wife will tell you, people think I joke when I say that. It's not true. I'm naturally an introvert. I like my own company, which is probably as well, because a lot of people don't. Isn't that right, Terry? And so it works out fine. But I didn't have that. I didn't have an outgoing personality. I still don't really have an outgoing personality. Okay, but I had to learn some basic communication skills, confidence as well. I had to learn how to stand. I had to learn how to have posture. I had to learn how to talk to a stranger. I had to learn these things. Credibility. I had no credibility. I was 22, 23 years of age. I was a flat broke music student getting started in the world of free enterprise and network marketing. And so Those are little extras. If you got those, hey, fantastic, you're off to a head start. If you don't, you got to work on yourself until you do have them. And so those are kind of some things that I look for. The ability, another thing is the ability to employ yourself. You know, one of the biggest challenges that people have coming into the world of network marketing is they don't know how to employ themselves. You know, the education system that we have today, both here and in Europe and in Australia, it's geared to create tiny little robots that go out and know exactly when to start work, when to stop for a break, when to get back to work, when to stop for lunch, how long to have for lunch, where to go for lunch, when to come back from lunch, when to start work, when to have another break, and when to finish work, and how to drive home and do the whole thing again for the next 40 years. And our education system doesn't really teach people to think creatively outside of the box. The education system we have today, all the way through school and university, is there to basically create an army of robots to fill positions in corporations. That's just the way it is. Not making any political or economic statements. It's just the way it is. And so you're conditioned to being told what to do, when to show up, when to take your vacation. And then you get into the world of free enterprise, and it's like a teenager leaving home for the first time. Okay, it's like, oh, you can just go crazy. And you've never been trained in how to employ yourself, how to hold yourself accountable, how to be aware of your own stories that you're telling yourself and the own stories that you're buying into, why you didn't do something, why you're not consistent. And it's amazing to me how people will work their tail off for a mediocre income in a job that they absolutely hate with a boss they cannot stand, and yet they won't even have a fraction of the same work ethic for themselves, for a career that can set them up for the rest of their life, that can change people's lives with our technology. And it baffles me that people won't do this for themselves, but they'll do it for somebody they don't like, in a job they don't like, in a place they don't like. It's estimated that somewhere between 80 or 90% of the employed workforce in the United States actually does not really like doing what they're doing. And yet they do it extremely well. And yet here in ASEA, we can have the time of our lives with people that we actually like doing something truly meaningful. And yet it's amazing how we find ourselves struggling to hold ourselves accountable. We find ourselves struggling to become self-employed, learning how to employ ourselves. I used to see ads in the old days in the newspapers and said, fire your boss. The truth is, we don't fire our boss. We simply replace our boss, because everybody needs a boss. In this case, it's you. You've got to learn how to be your own boss. You've got to learn how to hold yourself accountable. And the art of self-employment, self-motivation, self-responsibility, ultimately getting to a place of self-functioning as an entrepreneur in the world of free enterprise. And we're just not trained to do that in our education system. So anyway, look, Terry, those are some of the things that I look for when I'm talking to somebody, and kind of sussing out who might just be the next superstar in the business.
You know, and what I've found in this industry, where you lack, what somebody might lack in these particular areas, they can leverage tools to help raise their game, and they learn through the three-way call. So let's talk for a moment about people's daily mode of operation. As they're getting started, their daily mode of operation, that goes into prospecting. And not there's a whole teaching behind prospecting versus recruiting. And you and I are talking, we're both going out and going to go get, add some more new people and go find some new leadership and do certain things for ourselves, because we have to lead from the front. Now, a lot of times I find, and I found even in the beginning, and you're really good at scripts. I've never been a scripted person, but I love how you do that. Now, you give people ideas, just go knocking around some kind of one-liners, some zingers that you could throw out. It's like throwing fish, a debate out to the fish to see what they're biting. And then once they bite, then you could go to the recruiting mode. Can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, so, you know, prospecting to me, if you want to get into the mechanics of it, look, before I get into the mechanics, the real simple side of prospecting is, you know, the big macro 10,000-foot flyover is, guys, it's not what you say, it's how you feel about what you say. We don't communicate in words, we communicate in tonality and energy. And people sense what it is we're excited about. You can say, have all the perfect words in the right order, but you say them, they've got no heart, they've got no passion, there's no energy. We're emotional people, and we transfer our energy constantly in our conversations. And so that confidence and posture and excitement and enthusiasm, that's what's going to truly be the magic. That's the magic pixie dust in this business. And people sense that. I mean, Leland Duck is such a fantastic example of that. You know, Leland would be what I would call, the phrase has gone out of my mind, emotional sincerity. You know, Leland's not woo-hooing and jumping up and down. I mean, when you say excitement, it doesn't mean you're jumping up and down like a kid ADD on sugar high. I mean, it's not like that. It's this emotional sincerity. Doesn't that describe Leland? It's exactly, he's deliriously excited, but he's deadly serious. And when you combine those two together, you get emotional sincerity. And when you can communicate with emotional sincerity, guys, that's the magic. When Leland speaks, people listen. When Leland speaks, people buy ASEA, because he's communicating from the heart, and he's communicating with a passion, and he's communicating in really in a subdued excitement. And so it's not what you say that matters. It's how you feel about what you say that counts. That's what drives your business. This is why, and again, I'm off on a tangent here, Terry, but I got to tell you stuff as it kind of come into my head, but this is why events are so important to attend. This is why you're always driving home to your team, Terry, the importance of events. Because it's at events people get the bigger picture, whether it's a Saturday regional event, you know, in an area in North Dallas or Oklahoma or Houston or wherever, you got a Saturday regional event, or you've got a bigger convention, you know, coming up here in Dallas in the Gaylord Hotel in September. You go to that convention, and there's an entirely different energy. You take your energy to a whole new level. And again, I'm not talking about woo-hooing and jumping up and down. It's not that kind of energy. It's a more intense, personal, internal energy where you just start to convey a different message. You could be saying the same words, but there's an emotional sincerity behind what you say. And so when it comes to communication and it comes to scripts, getting yourself to that place of emotional sincerity is, I believe, the single most important communication skill and prospecting skill that you can have. Again, you can't say the right thing to the wrong person. You can't say the wrong thing to the right person. It's how you say it that's going to matter than what you say. There's a beautiful phrase. It's not the words that you say that's important. It's the song that you sing. It's the music that you're playing when you're talking. And so I don't get too lost in scripts either, Terry, to be honest. I'm always reluctant to put scripts out there. But Tyler did a great training once that kind of changed my mind on that, and that is, you know, scripts are a little bit like scales. And whether you're listening to Jimi Hendrix play his guitar or you're listening to Eric Clapton play the guitar, two great guitar players, very, very different styles, very different music, but I guarantee you they all started with scales. So you can say the same with a jazz pianist and a classically trained pianist, okay? They start with scales, and then they start to develop their own music. And so scripts are a little bit like scales. It's not the finishing place. It's just a starting place to kind of get your mouth around some phrases, way to say things. And look, I like to say things like, look, I market a really advanced molecular health technology. And any challenge you can think of, Terry, we're just seeing absolutely remarkable results. Now, that's a compliance statement because I just said challenge. I'm not naming any diseases or health conditions. But what's interesting about that phrase is people then go into their place where they start to think of their challenge, their mother's challenge, their husband's challenge, whoever it is. And I like to talk about a technology that's 10 to 15 years ahead of its time. See, that doesn't explain anything, but in the early stages of prospecting, your goal is to develop curiosity and intrigue. You see, more than information and detail, curiosity and intrigue, that's the currency of prospecting. Curiosity and intrigue. You want to get good at creating that curiosity and intrigue. So I love phrases like, hey, it was this very advanced molecular health technology that was developed by an atomic medical physicist. See, that creates curiosity and intrigue. It's 10 to 15 years ahead of its time. Hey, Terry, any challenge you can think of, we're just seeing remarkable results. Lives changed. So those are some product teasers that I would throw out to create curiosity and intrigue. Now, if I want to switch gears into the business, I'd say, and you know what? The nice thing about this is we got a high-impact technology that absolutely changes lives. It's heavily patented. Nobody else in the world has this. Nobody. No copycats, no competition, and virtually nobody knows about it. And this is opening up huge financial opportunity for the right person. Does this sound like something you might like to know a little bit more about? Hey, Terry, it may not be for you, but you might know the kind of person I'm looking for. Would you take 4 minutes and check out a quick overview video? When can you do that? And one of the most important skills we always want to develop, and this is through previewing, through presenting, through training, one of the most important skills we want to develop is pointing to a tool and arranging the follow-up. Those are not two separate activities. You don't point to a tool and then arrange the follow-up. You point to a tool and arrange the follow-up. Hey, Terry, I got a little four-minute video. When could you watch that? Hey, Terry, I got a fuller presentation. It's 13 minutes long. When can you watch that? Hey, Terry, welcome on board. Congratulations on becoming an associate. Really excited to be on this journey with you. Hey, I want to help you get off to the best start possible. I got a 28-minute fast start training. When can you watch that? Same skill, just a different stage in the funnel process. But it's the same skill. Anyway, Terry, I think I've covered about 5-6 tangents there, so I'll hand it back to you.
But you know, Alan, you're hitting some key points that I know people are probably trying to write these down. But guys, I want to remind everybody that this call is recorded, and you can go back and write down. Because, Alan, even the things you're bringing up, and you say it, so it just rolls right off your tongue. I remember when I first got started in this business, I mean, I'm more of an expert. I kind of teeter-totter back and forth. But I'd always get so excited that I'd mess up. But, you know, everybody has to understand that you can mess up until you become better at it and better at it. And like what Alan said, you have the bones. You can build the framework for what you're going to say and tailor it to yourself. But what you just did for me, Alan, even for where we are, has also given me the ability to go out and leverage what you just said and just go get in front of people and test it out. You've also posted some good scripts on your AmazingMoleculesTraining.com that, guys, you can download. So, Alan, I'm going to open it up for questions, if that's okay with you. Is there anything you want to share? I mean, I want to let you close down here in a little bit, but is there anything you want to share before we open up for questions?
No, look, I find, you know, we spent some time in where were we? Cabo, and it was an absolutely fantastic trip. Probably, I would say one of the best ascent trips. Certainly, recently, it was a really, really good trip. Lots of great time with people all over the world. We can talk about ascent closer to the time when it's time for the next one. But man, it was amazing. But one of the things that I noticed kept coming up at these trips is people would ask me these questions. They're actually covered really clearly on AmazingMoleculesTraining.com and the three accompanying PDFs, Tools of the Trade, Scripts and Phrases, and The Cycle of Success. And I find myself, and it's nothing to do with self-promotion or, you know, I certainly don't mean any ego to be attached to it, but it's like there's a resource that's there that I created, and it just, people would keep asking questions. I go, well, have you been to AmazingMoleculesTraining.com? No. Well, there's a 28-minute training there. When do you think you can watch it? Point to the tool and arrange the follow-up. And so I find myself saying that quite repetitively over the last week as we were in Mexico. And so, you know, quite often a tool, you have to actually go to the tool. You got to get in the car and turn the key and make the engine roar if you actually want to go somewhere. And so it's one thing to know the tool exists. The other thing is to actually know what the tool says. So look, I would just encourage people, you know, go to AmazingMoleculesTraining.com, watch the 28-minute video, print off the three PDF documents, and hey, there's a chance you might learn something.
You know what? I always like to tell people that complexity in our business happens to be the simplicity. And because we're so wired to say it can't be this simple, but guys, it truly is. So we're going to open it up.
Well, hey, Terry. No, Terry, you see, you bring up a really, really important point. You know why people say it can't be this simple? They say it can't be this simple because if it's that simple, it only leaves one activity, and that's to talk to people. And what people will do is they will look for a reason to procrastinate from that absolute basic principle of talking to people. At the end of the day, the pilot gets paid to fly the plane, the dentist gets paid to look after your teeth, the cook gets paid to make the meal, and we get paid to talk to people. And for many people, that's the evangelist side of our business. And 80% of the population are wired to be pastors, not evangelists. And they want to sit and most people will say, hey, look, when I sponsor somebody, man, I'm great. I'm the best sponsor in the world. I'm going to show them all this. I'm going to teach them. I'm going to train them. But it's that getting out there of the comfort zone and talking to them. And so what happens is people will procrastinate for as long as they can the absolute most basic, foundational, and sometimes in their mind the scariest activity of the business, and that is talking to new people. And one of the ways we justify not doing that is going constantly saying, I need more training, I need more training, I need more training, I need more training. No, you don't. You just need thicker skin and a stronger spine. And I'm very, very blunt in saying that, and I apologize. I don't mean to offend. But, Terry, this call is put on for your leaders, people that absolutely want to drive their business forward. And I just find people will use the excuse of wanting more training to cover up for the fact that they're not ready to step out of their comfort zone yet.
But, Alan, that is absolutely true. And I said that tonight in our get-together here in Paris, Texas. And I said, guys, what most people don't talk to you about is that the business of building a network, it's not easy. It's simple. It's not easy because it was what you just said. The difficult thing is just to hear no. But the big thing is, we worry about people think about us, but they truly don't think about us.
No.
But the cool thing is, they always admire people who are striving for something more, especially when they keep going and they grow. And we always put that around a dollar figure. It has nothing to do with the dollar amount you're making. It's about somebody going out there and striving for more, because in the process, what Tyler's put before us, believe, belong, become, we've become more in the process, which I think is absolutely outstanding. But you hit the nail on the head. So if you're okay.
Well, and Terry, listen, I don't mean to be, and I don't want anyone to be offended with me being a little bit blunt here, because guys, I'm looking at the mirror myself. I've learned this stuff through the school of hard knocks. I often say awareness is the first step to recovery and the courage to change is the second. And the first step is to be aware. Become aware of the stories we're telling ourselves. Become aware of our own procrastination. To really start to become aware of what's holding us back. Why are we not doing what we know we need to do? This awareness step is absolutely huge. And it can make you a fortune if you've the courage to really face it. And so, hey, look, I'm not judging anybody, and I don't mean to be harsh on anybody, because it's a journey I've had to take, and I have to take it constantly. Even looking right now, and Terry, I know you're the same. Look, as we look and say, okay, what's the next step for our business? What do I need to do to get our business? And you know what? You've got to reach that same place of awareness. It never really changes. It never really changes. So anyway, we're all going through it. We're all in the same place. I'll let you get to your questions now. Did I lose you, Terry?
You there?
Yeah.
Now I'm back. So, guys, as we went over the questions, hit *6, state your name, where you're calling in from, and fire off your questions.
I thought we lost Terry.
Hello, Alan.
Yeah.
Hey.
This is Bill Peary. I'm Virginia. I have a question. When someone, a lot of times people want to really just test the product out, they're interested more in the product than the business. But when would you bring out the Amazing Molecules training program? At the very beginning, or would you, when they're addressing more just about, interested in the product?
Well, so one of the things I'm known to say over and over and over again, Bill, is the quality of your business will be based on the quality of your questions. In Mexico, we did these diamond kind of round table events, and we rotated in three rooms and to a different audience each time with kind of questions like this. And every single room, I said the same thing. The quality of your business is based on the quality of your questions. And so, because clarity breeds power, and the only way you can get clarity and really know what you're dealing with, again, if you know what you're dealing with, you can deal with anything, but it's having the clarity of knowing what you are dealing with. And this clarity never changes whether you're talking to a brand new prospect or you're talking to a brand new associate. It's still about getting clarity. What do they want? And so I think the first rule is that we've got to start asking really strong questions so we can have clarity about this person that's in front of us. And the second thing is we've got to put our own objectives aside. We've got to put our own agenda aside and find out, well, what do they want? How can we help them? Let's meet them where they are rather than dragging them to where we want to be. So to me, the question isn't so much when I would introduce Amazing Molecules. The question is, do we have clarity on whether this person wants to build a business or not? The moment they tell me they want to build a business, that's the moment I'll tell them to go to AmazingMoleculesTraining.com. But there's four types of people that will join you in the business. You'll get consumers, connectors, builders, and leaders. And the consumers and connectors aren't going to go there. And that's okay. Make peace with it. They're part of the ingredients of that builds your success picture. But your business builders and leaders, they'll go there. They'll follow the system. They'll plug in. And the only way you're going to really know who you're dealing with is to really ask strong questions.
Perfect. Well, I tell you, I'm a huge fan of what you've been doing, buddy. I really appreciate it. I know everybody else does, too.
Oh, I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you. Hey, just on a side note, kind of a tangent answer to that, one of the reasons why people don't ask strong questions is because they actually don't want to know, they don't want the answer. A lot of times we want to say, hey, I got 20 people in my group, but you don't really want to ask the strong questions to find out that only three of them are really building the business. We'd rather fool ourselves thinking we have a group of 20 than actually come to the reality that there's only three business builders in there. But I've got to tell you, you're only fooling yourself short term. Long term, you want to know. It's better that you know what you're dealing with. If you're going to the shopping mall and you want to know how to get to Macy's, you before you even look at the map where Macy's is, the first thing you got to figure out is where you are. It's the you are here. It's the big red dot on the map. And you got to get absolute clarity. And so knowing where you are in your business, knowing exactly what you're dealing with, again, if you know what you're dealing with, you can deal with anything. And so these ideas all interconnect. They all interconnect. But, again, just asking really strong questions. And so, hey, buddy, what do you want to do with the business? Quite often I'll ask if somebody wants to be an associate, if they're taking an interest in the product, a question I'll ask them to determine whether they're going to be a customer associate is I'll say, hey, I'm going to assume that you're going to get fantastic results in this product. Why wouldn't you? Our studies show that this product works on everybody, and with thousands of life-changing testimonials. So I'm going to assume that you're going to get a great response on this product. So assuming you are going to get a great response, are you going to share it with other people? See, I can't really be any more clear than that. That's a very strong question. Hey, Terry, listen, you're about to, you want to try a seal? Let me ask you a question. Assuming you're going to get fantastic results on this product, are you going to start sharing it with other people? And so I immediately have clarity whether he has any interest in being an associate or not, whether he's any interest in earning income or not.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. Whoever else, if it's star six, unmute yourself and say your name, where you're calling it from.
Hey, Alan. This is Sherry Marshall from Pflugerville.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey. How are you doing tonight? Listen, I absolutely love your training. I love your website. I have one question. When you're sharing this with other people to actually go to AmazingMolecules.com, do you direct them to, of course, the first video, the Redox Breakthrough, but do you also make sure that they watch Genesis as well with that?
Yeah, it depends who I'm talking to. What I did with that is, look, I just tried to create a menu of the main videos that I would use. For example, that's why the Renew Advanced video, the little two-minute Renew Advanced, I'm going to replace that with Source because I know the numbers on it, and it's really just not used that much. The PDF document that we have on Renew Advanced is probably a more informative document. So, yeah, I mean, look, if I'm talking to, I will always tell people to watch. The way I use Amazing Molecules is point to one video. Don't overwhelm them. I see these emails that people send off. Sometimes I get copied on them, or I see the emails, and it's like 101 links. Now, I got to tell you, if I'm looking in from the outside, and I've got some curiosity into ASEA, somebody's got my attention, and you send me an email with, you know, 13 different links and a story attached to each one, I mean, I'd need to set aside my entire summer vacation to plow through that email. It's not going to happen. And so my emails basically include two links. It'll include Amazing Molecules, and it'll include Redox Experiences. And so my emails will go like this: Hey, Sherry, really fantastic catching up with you tonight. Really excited for you to learn more about this astonishing technology, ASEA. Hey, go to www.amazingmolecules.com. It's hyperlinked. They just need to click on it. And watch the Redox Breakthrough. It's a 13-minute video at the top. Now, I already had a call with you, so I already know when you're going to watch that 13-minute video because I point to a tool and arrange the follow-up. And then I'm going to say, hey, I think you'd also really enjoy the Genesis video. If I'm talking to a serious entrepreneur, maybe in our conversation you're asking me about the comp plan. Hey, you'll also notice the ASEA opportunity presentation and the comp plan. But I'm going to drive them to one particular video that I want them to watch. I'd rather people get overwhelmed very, very easily. And so I'd much rather drive them to that Redox Breakthrough, the 13-minute video at the top, and maybe a secondary video like the Genesis or the Comp Plan or Source when I post it up there. Hey, you know, you'll also love the Source video. Because what I find, and this is why Amazing Molecules works, is a good prospect will do their own homework because they know how to be self-employed, self-responsible, self-motivated, and self-functioning. So they'll actually go do their homework. They're not going to wait for you to say, well, you should also watch the Genesis. They're going to have the initiative. There's a great word. People of initiative that are actually going to start doing their homework. And your best prospects, you're going to call them back and say, hey, did you watch the Redox Breakthrough? And they're going, did I watch it? I watched every video on that site. This is fascinating. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what we find Amazing Molecules worked. Good prospects were just lit up from that site because they weren't just limited to what you maybe sent them. So I don't know if I answered your question. Sorry, I went off on a tangent again.
No, you did. It was perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but keep the focus. And then I also like to say, and hey, also I like to include, if they're on Facebook, we can use the See a Healthy Self. If they're not on Facebook, I like to use Redox Experiences. And so I tend to have two links in my emails, Amazing Molecules with the video I want them to watch, and I also expose them to one of our testimonial sites.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sherry. Anybody else have any questions? It's star 6. Hey.
Hey, Alan, real quick, Jim Glenn in San Antonio.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, real quick, I think you just answered it, but I'm also asking this for a lot of other people that might be new with this, because we hear so many people that, I want to wait for my experience. I want to wait and make sure it works on me. And I direct them, you know, to the new science summary, and then also to, that's my favorite site, is the Redox Testimonials. What else would you say above and beyond that, if anything?
So that's a really good question, and the answer to that could take us to the top of the hour. It is a really important question. The first thing is there's a fine line between having positive expectations and convincing. My job is not to convince anybody. There's the old rhyme, a man convinced against his will is still of the same opinion still, okay? And so I find that it's pretty much useless me trying to convince somebody that they're already convinced of. There's a change, though. What you can be successful in doing is helping change somebody's perspective. And that's a little different. And the example I use is one Tyler would often talk about. If you hold your thumb up in front of the moon, you know, Jim, you could be looking at your thumb and saying to me, Alan, my thumb is bigger than the moon. And I'm going, no, Jim, it's not. It's not. The moon's much bigger. In fact, let me tell you how big the moon is. Let me tell you. No, I can see it right before my eyes. My thumb is bigger than the moon. No, Jim. And you and I can go back and forth, and I can argue with, and I can try and convince you. But what if I just change your perspective? What if I just change the way you look at it? And I move your head over to the right a little bit, and so you can kind of look at your thumb sideways, and you can look at the moon, and you go, oh, yeah, oh, I see that now. And you now convince yourself because you've had a change in perspective. So when it comes to, and this is a much, much bigger topic, but when it comes to overcoming objections, I think we're all of us, and I've been guilty of it too, guys, is we kind of get into convincing mode. We dig our flag in the ground. We draw the trenches, and it becomes a battle. And it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But what can happen is just that gentle shift of perspective where somebody kind of has their own aha moment, and they go, you know what, I get it. I see now what you were talking about. So some of the ways that I would try and change perspective there is I would say to people, look, one of the ways, especially when it's coming to an entrepreneur that says they need to try the product, and I would say, look, I want you to imagine, I said, I'm not implying that a C is a treatment or cure for any disease or medical condition, but let me just pretend that I have the cure for cancer. I got a cure for cancer. It's heavily patented. Nobody else has it. Virtually nobody knows about it, and it has a remarkable impact on the body. And let's just say I got the cure for cancer, and I want you to join me in this business venture. And again, let me state, I'm not referencing that a C is anything similar, but let's just say I got that, and I've got this heavily patented cancer therapy that is just changing lives, and nobody else in the world has it. Now, Jim, are you going to turn around to me and say, well, you know what I need to do? I need to go get myself cancer and see if it works on me.
Right.
Now, I've had that conversation with people, and I get a chuckle out of it, and they go, well, yeah, I see your point. I've shifted their perspective. They begin
to
get it. Now, doesn't always work. But again, my job isn't to convince them. My job is to simply help them change perspective. Not everybody's willing to tilt their head to the left or right and get a different perspective. Some people are, though. Another one is I'll tell my own story. I'll say, well, it's interesting. You know, I actually never had a great story with a SIA. I saw my wife's transformation. I saw my dad's. I've seen my daughter's. I've seen thousands of transformations. But you know what? I kind of take the product for preventative reasons. I haven't got any great health story, but I'll tell you, I've been able to make multiple seven figures while I'm waiting for my story.
Mm.
And again, I'm just trying to help shift perspective. But I'm not going to get them all.
Correct. I appreciate that.
You can also go down the science line of the metabolites. You know, hey, look, we've done science studies, and this shows that this product works on every single living, breathing human being. Every single one. Now, how long it takes for the actual effects to show up in your life, I don't know. But it works on everybody. I mean, look, there's just, personally, I like the I pretend I've got a cancer therapy. I always make it very clear I'm not referencing a SIA. But because that really drives people, they go, yeah, that's really, see, you want to get them going to a place where they go, yeah, that's really dumb. And so really they're going, yeah, I kind of asked a really dumb question there, didn't I? But you see, if you tell them it's dumb, they're going to dig in and fight you.
Right.
They have to come to a conclusion themselves, and that's the shift of perspective.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. I know we probably have a lot of questions coming up. We probably have time for maybe one or two more. Anybody else have any questions? Hit star six, unmute yourself, and say your name, where you're calling from. Well, I'll do this. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Noble. This is Claudia Khan from San Antonio, Texas. Hello, and thank you for this very informative meeting.
Hi, Claudia. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I have a question. I feel that when I start talking about ASEA, obviously it does so many things for the body, inside and out, with the Renew. I feel like I'm rambling on sometimes because I start with something, but it does this, that, and that. I almost feel like that I'm all over the place. And could you give me some idea how I know you need to fill the person out, but sometimes I don't have that time to do it. When I don't, how would you start off? If somebody could tell me, give me an example.
Sure. So here's what I'd recommend. Number one, you're saying too much. The biggest mistake people make in network marketing is they show up and they throw up and they say too much. Yeah, I apologize for the graphic, but they say too much to too few. They say too much information with too few people, and we've got to learn to say less to more. And that's been the basic trend in network marketing, you know, for 50 years. We typically just say, because we get someone who's showing some interest, and again, we get into our comfort zone. See, the non-comfort zone is when we don't quite know. Again, you could compare this to dating. You know, you're asking a guy out, and you just don't know. If, are you happily married, by the way? I don't mean to imply anything.
No, you're completely fine.
So let's go back to your teenage days, and you're, you know, this guy, and you know, there's that awkward, you know, do they like me, do they not like me, whatever it is. Now, once you figure out they like you, then the conversation's a lot easier. You're in your happy place. And so when we're prospecting, it's that, and so that's why we don't tend to say let. That's why we tend to say too much to too few, because we say, you know, when they're in that place. Anyway, here's what I would recommend. Find three testimonials that really speak to your heart. Three testimonials that really grabbed your attention. If one of them's yours, all the better. If not, don't worry. I've never shared my story because I don't really have one. And so I've built my business on other people's stories. And you want to get these stories down into 10-second, 15-second sound bites. And it is possible, I guarantee you, virtually every single story, not the details of them, but the basic energy, the basic passion, the basically what happened. And if you can compress, and I think everybody should have that little library of their three favorite stories. Guys, if you ever do a three-way call with me, you're going to hear me tell my wife's story and my dad's story like clockwork, for almost, you know, well, my dad, 8.5 years, 9 years. I mean, like clockwork. And then I'm going to add in my favorite for, you know, I've got a few that I'll throw in. But they're fast. They're furious. I don't spend a lot of time going down rabbit trails filling in all the details. I just want them to get the big, broad brushstroke, especially in the early days of prospecting, that this is life-changing, that this is serious. And so to develop the discipline in knowing what you're going to say, don't try and ad-lib it. And practice those three testimonials. And get it, as Trish Schwenkler says, get it down cold so you can deliver it hot. I used to practice a lot of my statements and what I would say walking my dog around the lake when I first joined ASEA. I mean, my poor old golden retriever, Katie, used to get a lecture on redox signaling. But that's how I developed a lot of my scripts.
That's a good idea, I'll do that with my dog.
Yeah, you practice. Just practice. Practice on your dog. You know, practice on a goldfish. It doesn't matter. Just practice. Practice on a spouse. Practice on a tree. It doesn't really matter. Just start mumbling the words and getting it down and really, you know, knowing what you're going to say rather than the deer in the headlights look where then you just start rambling, which I'm known to do when I get into my trainings like this. So just, you know, figure out those three stories that you want to have in your hip pockets you can pull out anytime. And also develop those simple little peak interest. Your job is not to explain the science of redox signaling. Let the tools do that. Your job is to simply see, does this person have curiosity and intrigue? Do they want to know more? And so it's like, hey, listen, I've just stumbled across this astonishing molecular health technology that is 10 to 15 years ahead of its time. Any challenge you can think of, we're just seeing absolutely remarkable results. Does that sound like something you might like to know more about? And they go, well, yeah, well, what is it? Well, I'll tell you. I don't have time to get into what it is, but let me tell you. And you just rattle off those three testimonials, boom, 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 60 seconds, all three done, because you've practiced it. You've become a professional. You're not a stumbling amateur anymore. You got it down cold. And literally, in a minute and a half, you'll have that person going, I cannot wait for you to send me that link to learn more. But you start trying to give them information on redox signaling and reductants and oxidants and positive and negatively charged and genetic signaling pathways and NFR2 pathways and all of this stuff, and you're not giving them enough in a way that they can make a decision, but they think they're getting enough that they can make a decision, and then they make the wrong decision.
Okay, I love that. Thank you so much. That really helped me, like you wouldn't believe. So I'll let you all know how it worked for me. Thank you.
Cool.
Again,
thanks, Claudia.
Hey, Alan. Hey, guys. As y'all know, tonight we went longer, but I could, and y'all all can attest, we could continue this conversation with Alan. He's a wealth of information. But Alan, this has got to be top one of the charts of one of the better calls, man. So, thanks for taking the time and really, this is a call that people can hear the recording and take the notes, and you get little nuggets where they can go out there and leverage their skills. So, Alan, thanks so much for taking the time tonight.
Hey, my pleasure, Terry. Thanks. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry.
Everybody have a great SEA week. See you on the SEA Highway.
Thank you. You too. Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.